Okay, so today we want to start with Hashem Dalochas. First of all, the Makor and Dreidel, where it came from, right? All the different Pshatim, what's Pshat? And then, Beit Hashem, we have to go into Dalochas of Broches. How it's Negev, so number one, we'll discuss Dalochas of Donuts. And when we discuss Dalochas of Donuts, we want to bring along also how we can make the Zonus and all sorts of things, which we have to discuss, the big Shaila. And the big Shaila also we have to get to, we'll get to the Ikibur tomorrow, is the Shaila of Ikibatopel. Ikibatopel means when you have two fruits, one of them is the main, one is not the main. Which bracha do you make a bracha on first? Which one do you make a bracha on at all? And what happens if you eat the topel first? A very negay Shaila. Like a foot on the side. If a person eats the lap to the apple swurs, and he takes a little bit of apple swurs, does he make a bracha on it, and which one does he make? Mamish not poshut.
What about if you're eating applesauce down just as a normal dish? And
we'll get to it. We're not betting we're going to go to the over.
Right, no, it's another day, another time.
Okay, fine. So we know, Kvayodua and Chazal, and the priest can bring down that the minig of plain dreidel, Zahachosh the minig of plain dreidel, Mr. Rai, and everybody plays on Chanukah, he eats the minig. Where did it come from?
Drunken dreidel.
Drunken dreidel is an Isaac, it's never heard before. Really?
Careful, this is going online.
This is going online. This is a good yeshiva, don't worry, not a gift for yeshiva. The other yeshiva. What was the pshat? So quite a do already, that in those days, there was a sakono to learn toilo. It was partially sakono. Mela, if there were five people in groups of people learning toilo, they would kill them. That's what they do. They started playing dreidel. That way, when someone came in and said, hey, what are you guys doing? Playing dreidel. Now, LPZ, we come along on Hanukkah and we play the dreidel. Why do we play the dreidel? To commemorate, and this is very carefully because most people get this wrong, to commemorate the fact that they wanted to learn Torah in those days, but they wasn't good, and maybe they had to go along and make a trip. Not, and this is a fuke of those people that say, that the reason of Beit Dreidel is to be Mamato Torah, is to not have the Seder, is to not learn. That's Bakem of all meaning of the Maisa making the Dreidel. Oh. So Mamela, that's one of the reasons why we do the Dreidel. Again, it's a Zeicha for the Limudar Torah that people wanted to do, not the Zeicha of people that want to be Mamato Torah. Okay. So this is the Ashtazach. There's a few Chassidish Pshatim, we've got some Chassidish Yidin sitting over here. We have to mention some Chassidish Pshatim in the Pshat of Dreidel. The first one is, we know, the ends on the dreidel, the nun, the gimel, the hay, and the shin, right?
Not the pay.
The pay, that's so. Okay, we'll go for chuskah today, because many dreidels are made of chuskah. It's probably worse than chuskah, so we'll go with that. The mice is azoy. What are the Rashi Tavis of those letters? The Rashi Tavis of exactly the mitzvahs of Hanukkah. What are the two mitzvahs of Hanukkah? Two mitzvahs. Number one, Neirish Moine, nun shin. And also, Hanel Gomor, that's Hey Gimel. That's what they wanted to tell you, one of the reasons why you have all the things over there. Let me get back to it by a second. Okay, so again, what is the pshat why we pay the dreidel on Hanukkah and not on Purim? The pshat is because by Hanukkah was more chosher than by Purim.
Yeah, pay is 80, no?
Again, when?
Pay is 80, so.
Doesn't flow so nicely. Doesn't flow so nicely. Now, one of the pshat means that by Purim, they wanted to destroy our goop. Right? To destroy them, alright, or by Poseidus, and Olam Hazel, or get Olam Habo, or by Hanukkah, they want to destroy our Neshama! They make the one of the Neshama, that's where the dreidel represents that. Let me get back to it. Tzemach Tzedek from Vishnitz, any Vishnitz or Hasidim over here will know, Pashat, that Hanukkah brought down the Hasidus of Smoy Makhdorishim, to be the Gmar Din. That means, obviously, you go to Rosh Hashanah, you go to Yom Kippur, you go to Sukkot, you go to everything. Comes Hanukkah, Rabbi Yisai, is the Gmar Din. A person has the opportunity, Rabbi Yisai, to do tshuva even on Hanukkah. Let me go back to Rabbi Yisai. I saw a Merdig of Pshat from the Soviet Shogun at home. He wants the tiny Pshat in the Hanukkah in the dreidel. Is the Pshat that will keep the kids up so that the kids will be able to sit in the menorah for longer. So in case you come up late, make the kids up because they're playing. I saw another Pshat, they saw someone to tie that.
No, so
they
don't really play with the dreidel.
Never done playing with the dreidel. What's a drunken dreidel?
Play a computer game.
Computer game from the dreidel.
Alright.
Now the Beis Tosca says, Chad, I saw a movie of Chad, this is the Beis Tosca, why don't play dreidel? So now the kids are going to come along and say, hey, why play dreidel? Ah, you know why? Because one day they will say, hey, I can't sit, not the matzah, you have my face up. The movie goes up. So that was the Beis Tosca with the Pshat. Let me go right to it, boys. What is the Pshat? Why on Hanukkah we play with the dreidel? And of Purim, we play with the Rega. No, but it's not Pshat.
cars.
Oh, I know.
Stick on top, stick on
down the bottom on top.
I know.
Well, unbelievable.
Do the upside down dreidel.
No, passion is not made to go that way. Enachanami. Because top, that's what we're doing over here. Over here, we're on the top, like this Ruchnius. It was Ruchnius, the whole of Oidom, Anakinus, the Ruchnius, the Gazah. The mayor, that's why you go from the top. I should eat by Purim, it was on the bottom, because it was a Gashmiz, the Gazah. Let me get back to your body side. Okay, so that. Okay, there's a lot of Gedonis, a lot of members, the Shinra world, the Kavanah world, the Rebels, the Vishnitsa, some Soitov, they used to play Hanukkah. One time during Hanukkah used to play the dreidel, to be Yotzer, the Minik. Now, Avada, a person has to be very careful, put down the Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, and a person should be very careful not to gamble. Again, not against Yeshiva, nobody knows what I'm talking about today. Of a person, you have to be very careful. When you deal with dreidel games and you're gambling, you have to be careful to shine of Avak Gezer. It's a Yisui Doraisa we're dealing with over here. So ask a local Orthodox rabbi before going on a game of dreidel for money that you're going to make somebody else lose out. Okay, now let's go to the Ikazak that we're going to speak about. Ikazak is two things. This is a very good child.
It doesn't work.
Explain to me later, I'll learn how to play it. Explain to me later, I'll learn
exactly.
I don't know how it works. I don't know either. Oh, well, I'll show
you
something.
I don't know.
I want to give you guys the klonim and hilchos brachos that are important, and this is nogea, I believe, to every single day of your life. When you eat anything that's in the mezonos, you have to know the following halacha. Because the following halacha is going to teach you. When do you make a hamotzi? When do you make a mezonos? Right? These are mamish ikuidinim. You should know the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita wanted to make me give shiur only on brachos. No, you wanted to scrap Shabbos and do only brachos. I told them I think Shabbos is more important, but I'll chop a little bit of brachas now, today and tomorrow, to chop it around over there. I'll be back some after Chanukah, and we'll go back to Shabbos.
Brachas?
No, probably not more brachas. Maybe another time we'll do brachas. But do brachas now. Now, the voice said, what is the pshat? How you can have a dough, and the dough is made from flour, water, egg, all these things. Sometimes you make amoitzi, sometimes you make a mezonos. What's the pshat? Do anybody?
Inside.
Who?
The liquid that you use.
Liquid inside?
No, mm-hmm. Apple juice, water.
Okay, so that's like this. That's one pshat. Mr. Fletcher, listen carefully. Very important. We'll get to it. Now the Gemara says Hazoy. The Gemara in Brochus. Final Ashkenazi. Very good. The Gemara says in Brochus Hazoy. That Be'etzem, that there was a town over there that ate 93 eggs worth of bread. Right? Pass them off a kiss with the Gemara. And ask them, hey, you're not full? He said, no. He said, I don't care. This is the amount of things that people eat, a kavur, a suda, and many have to wash. Now, what was the pshat over there? Big machlokes, Rashi, Rambam, Rabbi Nechananel, the Oroch of Haigoi, Mamash, a huge machlokes Rashi. What's halacha? What's going on? Says Rashi Mufurash, that there is such a thing, this is so important, as a bread that people are not kivei se'uda on, because it's a snack. And the name is Rashi, if you have such a bread that people are not kivei se'uda on, and they just eat as a snack, that's a mezonos. I don't care if it's got flour, water, and eggs. It's a mezonos. So you ask me, Rabbi Rashi, which bread are you talking about? So here we have a machlokes in the Rishonim. Shitat HaRambam. The Rambam holds that if you need inside the dough fruit juice or anything sweet like milk and all these things, that's automatically a mezonos. Why? Because nobody can make a suda. Nobody has a bread meal of these things with sweet things inside it. Shitas of the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai. Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. Anyone can tell me she's Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Yisai. She's Rabbeinu Chananel. It means that you take a bread and you fill it inside with sweet things. For example, like we have a potato knish. Or, for example, you have the apple strudel. We have the dough. Or bread covers.
Donut.
Oh, donut. We're getting to that. Very good. You have regular dough and you fill it with all sorts of things. That's the shita of the We have the shita of the oruch. Ma'asavah ha'oruch. Some of the oruch hazoi. If you have something crispy and crunchy, see, even if it was made from bread, it's automatically a mezonot. And that's why I make a mezonot on pretzels. That's why I make a mezonot on crackers and all these things. I don't care if the original ingredients was exactly the same as bread, or a mebal that you made it into a crunchy thing. How do we pass like a lochal a meisa?
Neither.
In Simon, Rei, Kuf, Samach, Ches, Sif, Zayin, we paskin like all of them. This is a big problem over here. This is a big problem. We paskin like all sheetahs. How are we going to make... How are we making a mezonos on a donut? How are we making a mezonos on a donut? Again?
If you're eating as a snack.
If you're the seats of eating as a snack. Okay. So the question is...
Crunchy,
I don't think it is. In Sif Yud Gimel, in Kufsam Ches, brings down over there that if you take regular dough and you fry it in oil, so it's as if it was kneaded together with sugar and all these things. Memela, the Shulchan Aruch says, however, a yiras shomayim, somebody who fears God, should eat it only within a suda and not make a mezonos on it. And as well as before, it's nechas and ish also. So what's taka the heta of people making a mezonos on a donut? Another hamoitzi. So we have like the Olim said already. Number one, we have the fact that it was fried in oil. Number two, often they put sweet things in the dough itself. Number three, they actually fill it with the jam, and then, or the jelly, whatever you call it, and they made up, I think most people are here say jam, so we'll be okay with the jam, and they made it really inside with the jam, and that's kabbalistic, right? They have to be very, very careful. And this is where people make a mistake. This is where people get carried away with the donut, how many donuts you have to eat to be able to the mitzvah of Chanukah, so everyone's very, very machmir in this mitzvah, and they made up people eat a lot of donuts, right? In this country, for example, straight up to Sukkot, they already start selling donuts over here, and then you're getting into the mood of the Chanukah matzah, right? So Zuk the Shulchan Aruch, if you're going to eat the amount of kibbeh suda, I don't care if we call it pasta barbekizen and it's sweet, but if you're kibbeh suda, then it's awesome. What does it mean? Kibbeh suda. So here we have again a machlokes. A lot of poskim, for example.
What's awesome?
What's awesome?
When you have to watch.
What do you mean what's awesome?
You said it's awesome.
What's awesome?
You said it's awesome.
What is?
That's what I'm asking you.
And something you know, if you're kibbeh suda, then you can't make a mezonos, you have to make hamoitzi. Because that's called a suda, right? So the question is, what's considered a suda, right? Comes along, the Heilig of Vilna Goy. Zog of Vilna Goy, you know what a suda is? A suda's boike, the suda's erev. What's a suda's boike, a suda's erev? The amount of bread that you eat, fill you up for breakfast, or lunch, or supper. Now that's a big cooler, right? Why is that a big cooler? That means you can have as many donuts as you want, as long as you don't have enough bread to fill you up for a supper of breakfast, lunch, and supper. Comes along with the kineiger, Rabbi Yisrael. Listen to this cooler. I don't know if it's a cooler or a chumra. Of a zumba kineiger, I said, what is the shir kabeh suda? The shir kabeh suda is gimel or talad beitzim. Gimel or talad beitzim. Rabbi Yisrael, this is not so much. This is not so much. A couple of pieces of cake already is gimel or talad beitzim. Gimel or talad beitzim. How are we passing halacha lemaisa? So the Mishnah Berurah says, toiv, that a person should not eat as much mezonos of gimel and dalet beitzim. That means, halacha lemaisa, let's speak now strictly halacha lemaisa. Leave out all the machlokes and everything like this. How are we passing halacha? Now about the minhag or oilom is to make a mezonos on a donut. Now there is, you have to know, there is a mocking to be machmeh and eat it toich ha-suda, as those before Shulchan Aruch, b'shem a year of Shemayim, should be machmeh and eat it within a suda. Over the mice of the meaning is about to make a mezonos, this is a portion. However, this is a big however, to eat more than gimel or dalet beitzim, the chatchila should not be done. Right? Gimel or dalet beitzim is hard to measure, it depends on the donut, depends on the size, depends on the holes, but...
It should not be done, you have to wash.
Then they have to make a mojit.
What about cake?
Then they have to make a mojit.
Cake also?
Cake is the same thing. Toy is not to eat gimel or dalet beitzim of cake.
How much?
And then you're going to wash. Yeah, because again, we're learning that something becomes a mezonos. Why? Like we said in the beginning. What was the chapter we said in the beginning? Why is it mezonos? Because you're not going to eat suda. Or because you're going to eat suda. If you have gimel or dalet beitzim, that means you're going to eat suda. If you're going to eat suda, well, that's a meal. And then you have to wash. That's how it is. They love the Mishnah food. Allah Elohaisa. Kuf Samachas Sif Zayin. This is already Sibob, I think. This is already Sibob. And look at the Mishnah over there. Toy that a person should not eat the amount of Kaveh Suda. Right, let's go to the next Shlav, Sugya. That was the Sugya of the donut. Let's go to the next Sugya. This is a huge Sugya, Rabbi Sai. This is a Sugya of Ikka the Tophel. What does it mean, Ikka the Tophel? Ikka the Tophel means like this. When you have, Rabbi Sai, you have on your plate in front of you chicken, and potatoes. How many brachas do you make?
Two.
Two?
Look at
that reaction over there. About a two. You guys are right. You make two. Now, how about if you have two things that are mixed together? For example, a fruit salad with bananas and apples. What about you make?
Two.
Two. Which one?
The eights first.
Which one?
What about the apples?
The apples.
I don't
want eight.
What do you mean?
What do you have?
Alexei, what's going on here? If I serve you right now a fruit salad, the rest of us sitting on my by the barbecue, and I'm serving Berlin a fruit salad. What's ever going to do? I'm going to watch my Harry carefully.
What's in it?
It's got apples and it's got bananas.
What's the apples first? You got apples on here.
When you have two things that are mixed together, you go bust the ikka. What does it mean you go bust the ikka? That means if you have a food salad, grapes and apples and all these things, and you have a couple of bananas in there. So those bananas become bottle. They become toppled to the apples. Why? Because you have a mixture, and this mixture has ripe apples in it.
You like bananas.
What? I don't care. You make a brocha or eights, and that's it. Now, Rabbi, there's a good question that you're asking. I know you're going to ask.
The guy ate the bird before he ate the...
Who?
He liked chicken more than he liked the other thing.
Right.
So he made a brocha on the chicken first.
Let's say we have two separate things. Again, the rest of this is...
You can't cut out pieces of the banana.
No, don't cut out Torah Gomel. Lo Sisa. It's a minatoira. Why? This is the gera every single day. By every breakfast on the sub, you have shayin to ikiv a toffle. I want to get this very clear. When you have a plate of two separate, distinct foods, you make two brachas.
Cereal milk.
We'll get to. Passionate to Taruvus. Memela. If you have a mixture of two things, so the mixture you go box a rive. If rive of this mixture is one min, you go box that min. For example, like we had over here, mezonos. What happens if you have cereal, Rabbi, I said, with milk? What about you ate two brachas or one brachas?
Two.
One.
Hello?
One. It's a steamboat. How many brachas on the cereal with the milk?
You make a brach on the cereal.
One.
No, you would. You would.
No. You have a mixture of two things. You have a cereal being the ikka. Now, since the Mishnah Berurah, there's another way of ikka. Until now, we're going with rive. How about if you have two things, and one of them is the mezonos? For example, Rabbi Tai. How about if you have, for example, I'll give you an example. You have a chocolate, the encores, or the chocolate, these chocolate chmice, these chocolate zaken. And it's covered with chocolate, it's got wafer in the middle. What about you make on that?
Charcoal.
Why?
Chocolate.
Right, chocolate.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah, whenever you have a mezonos inside the mixture, it's automatically a mezonos. Why? Because the chashivas of a mezonos, Mr. Fletcher, is so chashiv that it's never bottled. Okay? Now let's have a shayla for the oilam. We're learning now that Allah has an ikka of a toffle. And we're saying, when you have two things, one of them is ikka, one of them is toffle, you don't make your brach on the toffle. Rabbeisa, what does that mean? Mr. Fletcher, what does that mean? Does that mean that the toffle does not need a bracha? Well, no, it does need a bracha, but it's potter with the ikka.
When you eat it,
a bit too much longer this one for later night, I guess.
Yeah, the second one. It's potter with the ikka.
What is
that
saying?
Same thing. Yeah,
but it needs a bracha. It's not that it doesn't need a bracha. I don't mind. It's toffle. It comes together with the ikka. Now, Rabbi said, that long shashika that you just said, by the way, Mr. Brown, is going to be tremendous nafkaminas for a person that goes along and has that banana in the fruit salad before. Does he make a bracha, or does he not make a bracha? This is going to be the shadow, Rabbi said. A couple more minutes, Rabbi said. So again, is this clear? When you have two foods separate, you make two brachas. When you have two foods that are mixed together, then you only make one bracha. And you go bracha. Number one, nobody said. You go bracha. Right? And number two, you go bracha mezonos. Right? Okay. Now, there's a different type of mixture. How about if you have something, you mix together, where the second thing is only coming along to help the first one? I'll give you an example. You have a cheesecake. Now, this cheesecake, you've got to think, of course, everyone's going to eat cheesecake because it's coming off to Hanukkah, right? So, Amela, you eat it.
What do you mean?
What do you mean,
what?
I don't understand what's going on.
Why not? I said this last night. You're looking at totally mad.
What is this?
That's milchitz on Hanukkah. It's kapoor sabayin, as everyone says. What an easy way of doing
You might have to eat some milchitz.
How's the kapoor? We don't understand things that go on in Shamayim.
It's where
you know it's kapoor. Mamish, he was one of the greatest chassidim shigdolim. Avada. You miss a chassidim shigdolim, eh? Him. Okay, everybody say, 2 more minutes and we're finished. Into the top. How about Rabbi Tzai? If you have... Okay, let's go with the schnitzel. I have over here, so we know the cow. Two things mixed together. One of them is roi, the gobos are roi. One of them is mazon no, the gobos are mazon no. How about if the mazon is the meat? No, he ate the kasha.
Yeah, but it's more kosher.
Leave the schnitzel for a moment.
It could.
Mr. Fletcher, I have a question for you. I have in front of you a salad.
Yes.
Okay. Steak salad. Mamash, fresh steak from the barbecue. Ah, kabaldic, right? And I put a couple of tomatoes in there, a couple of cucumbers in there, a couple of lettuce in there. There's way more salad than there is lettuce, steak. It's a bummy. Yeah. No one's going to serve you. What broccoli, you make? Again, there is a mixture.
It's not mixed.
Steak and vegetables. I can see the milk in this.
It's a steak salad. It's not a salad with steak.
Yeah,
but you put milk in it.
That's the morning Sayyidi, the Muslim Khalam, not the afternoon. Now, again, Mr. Brown, you've got to do things. I take a salad, rye salad. They sprinkle a couple of pieces of steak in there. They charge you 250 shekel for that, right? What are you making on that?
What's it called? The more crucial thing is the steak.
Anybody that makes the wrong bottle is making the wrong bottle. That's his problem. What's the matter? Do you make two bottles of shiny bottle of a solid bottle? The steak is bottle. I don't care. Oh, it's to you. Very nice. Oh, but why is that? You make two bottles, right? Push. One bottle.
What?
On the right. If the right is there, it's
have
one. Why don't you say that shakar is an adomite? You don't know what to say first. Add more steak. Add more steak inside the thing, and then I'll let you get shakar. Okay, we're going to continue the broccoli, so it could be double tomorrow.